The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte delights in shock value. He's boasted about slaughtering drug addicts and has compared himself to Hitler. He's told Barack Obama and UN officials to go to hell. The dubious achievements go on, but these days Duterte is stepping up attacks on a group that was long considered untouchable in the Philippines, the Catholic Church. Here's The World's Patrick Wynn.
If you want to commit political suicide in the Philippines, you might say something like this.
Is there any bishop here? I want to kick your ass. I tell you, the most hypocritical institution in the Philippines is the Catholic Church.
That is President Duterte talking about beating up bishops and priests in one of the most devoutly Catholic nations on earth. And this is not even the most provocative thing he's been saying about priests.
Most of the priests there are homosexuals. Almost 90% of you.
This "most priests are gay" line. He always says this during his rants about sexual predators, conflating being gay with preying on kids. It's one of his go-to lines. In the Philippines, the people, the government, the culture, they're all intertwined with Catholicism. 80% of the population is Catholic. So how does Duterte get away with this?
Duterte is just a completely unprecedented species.
Richard Heydarian is an academic who wrote a book called The Rise of Duterte.
You know, people like Duterte are disruptors. So the same kind of rules of the game that were applied to his predecessor is no longer applied to him because he changed the game itself.
There are several forces at play here. One is that Duterte's war on drugs has killed, by some estimates, 20,000 people. An influential priest keep telling him this is immoral and corrupt. Duterte hates this. He recently told one bishop that he'd have his head cut off. Duterte's take is, you, Catholic priest, lecturing me about morality and corruption?
What have you done except to collect money from the people? And that corruption dates back to many, 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 many years ago.
Here he's playing on the church's legacy of tyranny. You know, all that brutality inflicted by Christopher Columbus on behalf of the Spanish Empire. Slavery, indoctrination, mass killing. Well, Spain and the Vatican later brought all of that to the Philippines, a series of islands named after a Spanish king, Philip, who thought European Catholics were just superior to so-called natives.
We were considered natives, and sometimes pictured as apes.
That was a very long time ago, but today the church keeps up its crusades, like fighting to keep divorce illegal, or saying that women on birth control pills are like murderers, pushing this agenda that just isn't that popular with most Filipinos, including Duterte. Also, Heydarian says everyone in the Philippines knows this is personal for Duterte. He has said that he was molested as a boy by an American priest.
People also know that this is coming from an experience of anger and trauma. So I think that is also where he gets actually sympathy.
And Heydarian says a lot of Filipinos realize that Duterte exaggerates things, that he throws wild bombshells in the middle of his long rambling speeches just to get the crowd fired up.
I notice he also does that sometimes because he feels like the audience is bored, and this is where he's kind of Trumpish. He knows the audience is looking also for a bombshell, and he gives it to them.
This is classic Duterte. Like with Trump or Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, their fans love watching them freak out the established order.
Some people also feel he's gutsy, right? He's gutsy, saying things that even devout Catholics would have loved to say, and they just couldn't say. Because there are some people who feel that Duterte is a necessary rude shock to push the Catholic Church to get their own house in order.
Now, there is one red line that Duterte does not want to cross. He would like you to know that despite his hatred for priests, he is not an atheist.
I never said I do not believe in God. Kindly revisit my statement. I said, your God is stupid. My God has a lot of common sense. Those were the exact words.
Once again, these words don't get him in much trouble. His approval rating just went up to more than 80%. For The World, I'm Patrick Wynn.